You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The signal you are receiving is coming from deep inside of FEMA Region 1. Well within the battle lines of the municipal corporation known as the Commonwealth of Taxachusetts, radiating out to the darkest corners of Al Gore's internet from our secret broadcast bunker, cleverly disguised as a middle-class living room, this is Red Pill Politics. Patriots and well-meaning serfs, welcome back to your weekly dose of Red Pill Politics. I am your opinionated and abrasive host, Dave Kopasz, and as always, it is a pleasure spending Saturday night with all y'all. Boy, I hope you had a good week. Weather's been kind of, been balmy, man. It's been a really kind of a moist summer. Everyone's lawn is still green around here. It's incredible. Got a few storms heading our way, all right, it is hurricane season after all, and there's things brewing down there in the tropics heading our way, so keep an eye on that stuff. Looks like Louisiana is going to get nailed, hoo-hoo, boy howdy. Keep those guys in our prayers, all right, going to be a few storms coming our way. There seems to be a lot of moisture in the atmosphere this year. Maybe some of it will get dumped here in some of these storms, and we can hope and pray that it doesn't do a lot of damage, loss of life, and things like that, but get some of the moisture out of the atmosphere. But I'll tell you, man, can you imagine what that would be in snow? All right, if this summer's rainfall was actually this winter's snowfall, we'd be up to our eyeballs in snow out there, literally. Lots to talk about, as always. There is nothing but bad news if you watch TV. All right, nothing but bad news and lies. These people are pathological liars. The mainstream media, completely on the take. Completely on the take. They're dangerous, downright dangerous. Now, of all the institutions and all the political figures, of all the characters out there that we have to be angry and frustrated with, I think those that bother me the most are the prostitutes. All right, they were entrusted with what is probably the most important duty. You know, if you're going to call yourself the press, claim that special protection under the First Amendment, you are to dig and report to we the people. That is your sole purpose for existing. All right? And to do anything other than, well, you are, in fact, working against the Republic. And that's not good. All right? That's not good. But we got to stand up. You know, silent consent is how most of this came about. All right, it wasn't us begging for these little tyrannies. All right, it was our silent consent when we didn't stand up and say, no, absolutely not. This is not going to happen under our watch. And the answer is no. All right, say no and mean it. Well, we didn't do that. It seems maybe, all right, just maybe, enough people have bumped into the truth out there, and it leaked out in little dribs and drabs, so that enough information has hit the public mind, and has become the topic of just one too many discussions. You know, the genie is out of the bottle. There's some horrible things that have happened out there that and when you look at the elements of government that are putting this stuff forward, and the magnitude of the lie and the effect it has on our behavior, on our economy, on our children. Right? We've got a full-on, face-on attack on our children right now. And if you haven't seen that, I mean, that's what the main premise for everything that they're pushing. I don't care if it's mask mandates or any of it, the vaccine mandates. You know, this is all being, you know, oh, got to save the kids, the kids, the kids, the kids. You know, that's kind of both good and bad. It's bad that those nasty bastards would use the children as human shields and little propagandist tools. All right, that should be infuriating in and of itself. But since they put hyper-focus on that, that may wind up being part of their downfall. You know, as parents come alive and dig into what's out there, we're going to spend some time digging into some of those lies tonight. What I'm seeing here, and as I told you, the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, which is where I hail from, been here my whole life, I can tell you right now with absolute certainty that we are the little socialist petri dish of all of the worst policy you can possibly imagine. All this cultural Marxism, boy, they test run that stuff here first. So it's coming your way. If it ain't already there, it probably already is. The early signs of it probably are. But, you know, we're going to be sharing with you what's going on here in the Commonwealth. And I expect there's going to be some similarities with certain things. You know, there's, you know, human beings are being what they are. You know, many parents get a little bit defensive when they realize that someone's going after their kids, that there's little predators out there, regardless of their who they are, how much money they have, their shape, their size, their color, doesn't matter. All right, when the dingoes are coming to eat the babies, parents get a little upset, Democrats and Republicans. So there's starting to be a common thread here that's beginning to develop. All right, there's radicals on both sides. There'll always be those never-Trumpers and Orange Man bad, and they'll begin to associate everything. You know, if a Republican advocates for something, then they must be opposed to it. You know, that type of mentality exists in a fraction of the people out there. And with those people, you can't reason with. You know, there's no intellectual discussion to be had. Their mind's made up, you know, not by them, but by someone else, sadly. But, you know, their mind's made up nonetheless. The others are really getting tired of this and about ready to throw the monkey off their back. All right, the ones that are out there early that I see, something that I noticed, many of them, they are the ones that have pretty much, you know, they're either being kept down and prevented from growing and going on to better things, to seeking greater prosperity, wealth, whatever, self-fulfillment, but their dreams and the avenues to their dreams are being blocked. There's not much left to lose. They're not where they want to be, and they're being blocked from getting where they need to go. And they're starting to come out in the streets early. There's others who have some disposable income, shall we say, who have more to lose. Well, they're the ones that tend to absorb the little tyrannies while they can, right? To tolerate these little tyrannies while they're tolerable. But, you know, that you've chosen to put yourself on a path where you either fight early or fight late. Right, that's what I tell these people. I said, you can wait. You can continue to sit on your hands and not have an opinion out of fear of reprisal from any one of your radicalized political enemies out there. All right? You can do that. But the day will come where they actually are there now to take your stuff. All right? Those things that you didn't want to risk, you know, letting your voice be heard now. So they're going to just take it later. and it may be too late. There may not be enough of the rest of us left around to fight with you at that point. All right, that's a one-way street. I urge everyone who feels that their government has exceeded their bounds, that your rights are being violated, and rights are asserted, rights are taken, they're never given. All right, government can't give you a right, and every numbnut that was in government that tried to say they were giving you a right for something, you know, basically unfit to serve. They don't understand rights. Rights are taken. I suggest that you take yours. All right, you be responsible for your individual rights and assert them daily, everywhere you go, is a matter of your life, how you conduct yourself. These should be your new social norms, that your rights are never violated by an individual or the most powerful government in the world, that they are yours and yours to protect and yours to assert. So that's where everyone should be all the time. And if they were like that, never yielded, you know, never show fear, we wouldn't be here right now. All right, we've got a couple of callers lining up already. We've got a caller from Idaho. Marcus, how are you tonight? How are things in Idaho?
Good evening, sir. We had 37 degrees in the morning.
Wow.
I think we're going into a new normal where it's colder.
Well, we had nothing but hot nights here for quite a while. And only this evening, as a matter of fact, it was a little less oppressive than what it has been. But there's been a lot of moisture in the atmosphere, for sure. Other callers have called into the show and said that the mountaintops that typically have snow going well into June and July were bare this year, like in April and May. So there's some other strange weather patterns that were noted. But how's your growing season going down there? That's pretty cold. That's getting close to frost point. How's the agriculture stuff handling that?
It's fine here. Everything's it's growing. The agriculture, the potatoes are fine here. So we're going to grow potatoes for everybody. I am a Trump supporter. Everybody says Trump's doing this and Trump's doing that, and you know, Trump did great things for America. He had a whole slew of people which were against him, and there is a deep state that which roots went down to hell. They weren't going down to they went down to the deep state to hell.
Well, he put up with a lot when he came into this. He had the deck stacked against him for sure, and I got to give him credit for his perseverance. And being a tactical, hardened businessman, you know, for better or for worse, you know, he had the grit to withstand that. I'm at the point in my life now where I really don't have any political heroes. You know, I give credit where credit's due. My wife is a big, huge Trump supporter. You know, I do believe the election was stolen from him. He rightfully won that. But I give him credit when he does good things. He started shaking up the globalist system. The bankers were a little bit nervous. All right, he backed the UN off a little bit. I give him credit for that. But at the same time, he made me nervous when he went along with the bump stock stuff and that comment he made about due process having to take a back seat to protecting kids and You know, that wasn't a very presidential comment to make, but, you know, by and large, he shook up the system in a very profound way. I totally agree with that. Do you think he'll run again?
One other comment, not about that. But I think what's going to happen with the Biden administration appointee, which is going to destroy our gas and oil in this country. And I think that anybody who's looking into what's going to happen should put like 5 gallons of gas or 5 gallons of oil in back up, because if they've got an old vehicle, it's going to come real quick where they don't have oil for their vehicle.
Yeah, well, I tell you, Biden has the flow of energy in this country all balled up for sure. And, you know, I think they're all kind of pulling their leg on that. The real answer to our energy issues is really not going to come from any one particular source. It's not going to be fuel, you know, classic fuel from the ground. Crude, it's not going to be solar.
They're going to cut us off in the kneecap. They've got to control whatever it is. Really quick.
By centralizing it as much as they can, it's always easier to control. When things are decentralized, there's less control. So, you know, they can't just let this be an open market for people to make improvements for energy supply. Or, you know, people would actually be making things
very, very inexpensive. No, sir. They're going to cut us off of the kneecaps. They're going to, all of a sudden, you're going to go to Walmart, and there's going to be no oil that you will be able to buy. The 10W-30 or 10W-50 that you normally buy, that will not be available.
I think Walmart will be closed before you're worried about oil not being there. I think the place will wind up getting looted when the food disappears.
I tell people when that happens, this is going to come real soon. This is going to kneecap people in America. And that's actually, if you look at what the Biden administration put in there, and they said, you can't do that. They've been telling the gas and oil people that you can't actually drill in areas. And,
yeah. They've been doing that for years. It's just been a bunch of energy chess game, depending on where their investments lie.
It's a big deal right now. The federal government, the judges said, you can't do that. And they said, well, screw you. We're going to do it.
Oh.
So they shut down so much of the production.
Yeah, well, there's a couple of places in the world where barges and ports are being rerouted. Certain ports. There's one there that I heard about where one COVID case shut down this entire port, and they began rerouting these great big tugs, you know, full of shipping containers, full of, you know, products, good products and stuff for regular commerce. And we hear the horror stories about the hits the farmers are taking. I think we're going to see a lot of shortages. And oil, I'm sure, is going to be one of them. They love to control the gas. But, all right, thanks for the call. We've got a break coming here right now. Stay alert. This is Red Pill Politics, and you're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Last time I saw you, You had tears in your eyes. You loved a man that kept telling you lies. It was hard to do, but it came down to you.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Politics. It is Saturday, August 28th, and we are almost done with the month, man. We've been rocket sledding right through this whole summer, man. It's been breezed right through. So much to do. Can't believe that we've actually been in this medical martial law for over a year now. It's absolutely amazing. And it's a you know, it's very interesting from a psychological point of view to just observe. I remember early on going into some of the big box stores, you know, Home Depot or a Walmart especially, and I watched as people scared the hell out of each other. All right, they watch the TVs and this whole Wu-Flu boogeyman. It was everywhere. Information overload, sensory overload. And then they go out into public, these individuals that left their home, where just they and their TV were there to communicate to each other. And they go out into the rest of the world. and everyone else was wearing a mask, and they were all of a sudden looking at each other like lepers, you know. Days and weeks before that, everything was fine. Had they have not had a television, everything would have been fine. But I watched as they looked at each other as diseased creatures and things to be feared. They began listening to signs on the floor. All right, they were one step below the Walmart greeter. Instead of, hello, have a nice day, here, wear your mask. What in the hell have we become? I don't know. We have Chance from West Virginia. Maybe he's got the answer. How you doing this evening, Chance?
Hello, Little Feet Dave. No, I don't have the answer. I'm depressed and most heartbroken by what I see and hear. You know, people think Trump is the answer. Can't they see he wants to stick that jab in their arm, too? And talk about Mike Lindell. He spoke against Rick Wiles of True News and said that he was backed by Antifa. So what does this tell these people? Can't they see this? And look, cops beating on their fellow citizens in Europe. What a disgrace. The same thing will happen here. They'll say, I'm just following orders. It's my job. It's my paycheck, as they bust down your door. This is what's coming here. And, you know, Dave, I'm most discouraged by the churches because they're supposed to be places of refuge for the weak and the weary. And look what they're doing. I told you
there's
the story
no
last
institution that's been left untouched by this. I don't care if it's the business sector, the faith sector. It doesn't matter. We've all been affected by this propaganda and this adoption of apathy.
Well, Dave, when are
disengaging
people
with government. We get mad at what government does, and we disengage rather than redouble our efforts. We've gone the exact wrong direction of what we should.
Dave, you brought up a point that I agree with totally. You said you don't believe in politics anymore. Neither do I. There's no man that's going to save our soul. It's up to us and Jesus Christ. And that's the bottom line right now, because, like I said, when they bang on your door, they're going to say, I'm just doing my job. They don't care about your health, your life, or your death. That's what it's coming down to. I hate to say it, but that's what I see. And it's so sad to hear people talk about Trump thinking he's going, and meanwhile, he wants to stick a jab in your arm. I mean, what's wrong with these people? What is wrong with these people? They'd rather have somebody they kind of like kill them with a jab rather than somebody they don't like kill them with a jab. Either way, you're just as dead when they stick that damn needle in your arm. I mean, I don't think Dave, I had it with most people. It's very depressing. That doesn't mean I'm giving up. I'm a fighter. I believe in I put faith in myself and in my God. I don't put it in nobody else. Okay.
Now, with Trump in this vaccine thing, is I think early on he was very crafty with his words. He ultimately came out and pushed this thing, which was a big loser on a lot of his followers and supporters. But I see where he could not be viewed as interfering with the development of a vaccine. He could not be viewed as that. So I understand that strategy and why he was being sometimes overly sympathetic to the cause. But what he could have done much more aggressively is he could have used his spotlight to shine it on the alternatives, because that would have shattered many of these mandates under the emergency use authorization.
Exactly, David. Too late for coulda, woulda, shoulda. I mean, these people have to understand.
He can still do it. He can do it right now. People are listening to him right now, and he should do it right now.
But he won't. But he won't. Look what MyPillow guy accused Rick Wiles of True News of being backed by Antifa. Rick Wiles of True News is a true patriot. So this just goes to show you the mind screw they're playing on all of us. I'm afraid it's going to be up to us as individuals to take care of this ourselves. Like I said, when they bang down your door, open up, I'm just doing my job. That's going to be their excuse. They don't care about our health, our life, or our death. And for these people to put hope in plastic idols is ridiculous. And that's all I got to say. Thank you. God bless. And thank you for taking my call.
All right. Thanks for checking in. Say hi to the peeps in West Virginia for us. Yep. You know, there's a lot to be frustrated with. And, you know, I'll add to what Chance was saying there is I think what the examples he gave emulates what I see in the streets. We'll talk more about that right after the break. It's Red Pill Politics, and you can check us out, republicbroadcasting.org.
Last time I saw you, you had tears in your eyes. You loaned a man that kept telling you lies. It was hard to do, but it came down to you. When you...
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news. Real talk. Real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Water, all right, we're in some hot water is what we are. And I have to agree with the last caller. All right, government solution to a government problem ain't much of a solution at all. This is going to come from the peeps, all right, the yous and the me's out there, all right. Sorry to say, you've been resting for a while. You should be well rested at least, right? All right, yeah, you should be well rested. You've been sitting on your hands watching your TV, right on. Yep, government's been taking good care of you, right? You sure in hell have. Right now, things couldn't be more messed up if they tried. If you take a look at what's going on, it's going to begin, actually, within, should start seeing it this week, is the Fed's met, and they're going to be tweaking the interest rates, and there's almost nothing that they can do that will not cause turmoil. Yes. So, be ready. Be ready. Weird things going to happen with the economy. But, you know, if you want to believe your TV, don't worry. Don't worry at all. The World Economic Forum is here to help. All right? They're not government, but they're here to help. They're like, they call themselves international government. But here in America, we really don't have to, nor should we, be entangling ourselves in such alliances. Yet there they are. There they are. You know, they love us so damn much. They had that Event 201 conference a couple of months before COVID hit. All right, before we even knew what COVID was, they had a meeting to decide what are we going to do if a coronavirus pandemic sweeps the world. And you know what they decided? That they were going to have autonomous, complete and total control over, well, basically anything that your senses might sense, over the media, over social media, print. Yeah, I mean, literally, there's signs on the floor that we're supposed to obey now that have come from this total domination of everything you would see or hear. All right, and wouldn't you know it, that was their plan. All right, this is 2 months before we knew that a coronavirus, COVID-19 even existed. And lo and behold, 2 months later, there's your global coronavirus pandemic. Yay, we, off to the races. We know just what to do. And I'll be dipped in shit if that isn't exactly what they did and are doing. They are it isn't like we got to look far to see what it is that they want to do. They got together, they had a meeting, they developed a plan, and we know what the plan is. For anyone that cares to read it and research it, I mean, the entire conference, the video is there for you to watch if you want. Oh, yeah. Complete domination of all that you see and hear. And it's everywhere now. Everywhere. I think of apps in your phone, you can't get out. They didn't get permission to put in there. And we're on the verge. And I'm telling you, folks, this will be it. I keep trying to reserve some hope that there's a largely non-violent path to right the ship. I'm telling you right now, any hope that I would have had is vanquished the moment the people of this country accept a vaccine passport. It's lock and load time at that point. You know, there's going to be sheep that are going to march up the ramp. And then there's going to be others that recognize and have recognized right along what this is, where it's going, what it means. And will not, and they will still, right to their dying breath, will not cooperate and participate in that. So, if you don't fight that vaccine passport with all you got, tear those vaccine cards up. If you've got one, revoke it. I'm telling you, it's that close that people are already got these cool little things to make it fast and easy for you. So all you got to do is have a little QR code and an app in your phone. What Oh, yeah. They're all those early bribes are already there. Yeah. If you people accept that, you're going to get the government you deserve. You already got the government you deserve. I mean, this is just the grandest form of tyranny. To turn you on and off, your everything that you would do, your bank account, your PayPal, your where you work. When you know, we were talking earlier about restricting your movement. All right, you don't need if you refuse to get your vaccine and they consider you a threat, well, they could make your license invalid. The moment you drive out your yard, bang, first cop that scans you, you're pulled over and busted. And where do you think? They're going to take you into the jail where they got to isolate and disinfect and all that stuff? No, they're going to take you to a facility. And don't you think for a minute they haven't thought about and planned that all out? They're doing it. They've done it. It's ready. I don't know. It's getting ugly out there, folks. I think we got another caller. Andy from Texas. Can you hear me, Andy?
Well, can you hear me?
Loud and clear. How are you tonight?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you. I know not what course other men will take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death. And that's literally where I'm at right now. These people... All these people listening right now, there's a ton of them listening right now. And they're not the ones I'm trying to reach. I want the new viewers, the new listeners, whatever. Listen to me. They're killing you. They're killing your family. This is the death jab. It's depopulation. They're trying to take us out of this world. Why? Well, that's still got a question to it. I mean, to be honest with you, just... Because they can is the way I'm seeing it. I don't see any sense of them trying to kill us in the first place. But because they can, that's why they're doing it. What say you?
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing but greed driving what they're doing. And, you know, I think when things get really bad, you know who I want to know is a welder. Because those dirty rats, they're going to go right in their bunkers. And I want to know someone that can weld that damn lid shut. You chase them down.
Exactly.
And stay.
I've said that before on other radio shows. I said, you know what? When they go into their deep underground bunkers, let's just go there and weld the shit shut.
Yeah,
you know, I'm sorry.
Right.
I cuss. My bad.
Yeah. You know what?
Weld it shut.
Our problems just go away. If we just get rid of television and weld that damn lid shut, our problems would go away overnight.
Absolutely, and that's the biggest part of the problem is that TV. People, I mean, I keep telling these people that I hang out with, I'm like, you got to stop watching the TV, at least the news. Go on, watch your programs and whatnot, but don't watch the news. You know, catch the weather and then turn it off. But they won't do that. They catch everything, and COVID-19, the Delta variant is killing everybody.
Yeah.
So, I mean... Well, what is the Delta variant? Well, we don't know. We haven't isolated that either. Oh, well, how do you know it's killing everybody? Oh. Well, it just leaves you to sit there and go, it's from the vaccine, you dumb butt.
Yeah.
You know,
it's
from
by
the vaccine.
They tried to pin that little outbreak that happened a few weeks ago. They used a group down in Cape Cod, an outbreak they had down there. And it turns out that over 3/4 of the cases were people that were double vaccinated already. So it is what's driving these strains. And the other thing that they lie about is that with viruses, when they develop new strains, it's extraordinarily rare for these new variants to be more deadly. They're usually less deadly, but more virulent. In other words, you can catch it easier, but it doesn't harm you as much. And it's just it's the way viruses are. So these new variants, they keep making them sound like they're worse and worse when the exact opposite is the reality with respect to the evolution of viruses.
Yeah, And so, and then you had, okay, when this whole thing came out, COVID-19, we had all those little videos and stuff of the nurses dancing, the doctors dancing, but they were telling us that the hospitals were full and stuff. Well, now they're not dancing anymore. Most of them have quit. They're bringing in nurses from Canada who will take the vaccine just to keep their job. And all these other nurses have died or just walked out the job. And so now we do have full hospitals, at least the ones that are still open, because a lot of them went out of business during COVID-19, simply because there was no business. So now we've got a bunch of hospitals left that are actually full, and they won't tell you that it's COVID-19, it's the vaccine that put it in there. It's their Delta variant that put them in there. Most of the people that are in the hospital right now have already had the vaccine. They won't tell you that on the news. That's why I keep telling people to turn the TV off. They're telling you, oh, the Delta variant. Everybody wants to go get, oh, now we got to get that booster shot. And they're saying they're going to okay a booster shot in September. That's what Biden was saying.
Did you see the vaccine card? I think there's 8 slots on there under COVID-19.
Yeah.
You know, it's like they've already planned that you have to have regular boosters. That's an insanity. Now, it turns out that some of the existing medications out there are equally as useful in this new variant. I think you got to get on them a little quicker.
Yeah,
we use those ourselves. And I watched it with my own 2 eyes. This is not one of those things where I just read things on the internet. I actually watched this. It happened with my wife. And that's why I say it's a crime for the people that died in this. There were preventable deaths for those people in government that knew this was there and willfully created hostile policies towards doctors to push them away from this, or threatening doctors. Those are real criminals, and they should be held accountable. That's how serious this is. We shouldn't look at this as as nothing. This is extremely critically important that elements of government, their partners in the corporate world, literally conspired for whatever reason. And this is where I don't even care what the agenda is. It really doesn't matter. Just that we know they had some sort of an agenda, but they literally stood in the way and let people die. Worse yet, told them to go home until you couldn't breathe, then come in and put you on a ventilator to die so we can, you know, give the hospital $35,000. Now, those people didn't have to go.
What's really got me at a mess is that these hypocritical oaths, they don't mean anything to these doctors anymore. And they haven't for a long time because they've been prescribing all this garbage that's on TV. All you have to do is ask them, can I get some Farizi or whatever the hell it is, whatever the product is. Can I get some of that? Ask her like I got that. Yeah, boom, they write them a prescription. Boom, there's another $100 in the doctor's pocket. So, I mean, we turned healthcare into a moneymaker. And it's always been a moneymaker. But back in the day, when Doc came to your house to take care of you, that was doctor. Now that you have to go to these cooperatives and whatnot, you're not getting a doctor anymore. You're getting a drug pusher. We stuck on stupid.
Now, the same entity that swears the end when you take your oath is the same entity, basically, that's threatening your license. So, I mean, we got a lack of courage out there. By some, you know, the medical world is starting to finally wake up. And as we're seeing, there's some that have been out there and were out there early on. I was watching a video today. I wish I had it prepared to share it out there. You know, this was someone that was given testimony almost a year ago with some very important critical information that we're just now starting to be able to talk about a little bit. So, yeah, this is a lack of critical, accurate information in the Event 201 scenario that they laid out is precisely what we're seeing, and we can never let that happen again. Those that are influencing intellectual flow in this country are not domestic and a direct threat to the Republic, might I add.
Well, we also have, okay, so we have a lot of doctors that came out and they've spoke the word, Dr. Kaufman, Dr. Tenpenny, so on and so forth. But then there's a whole bunch more nurses. It's like the nurses are figuring it out before the doctors, because the doctors are getting paid off. If you weren't part of the program, you didn't get paid off, and so your doctor is speaking out. If you were part of the program, you got paid off. And you're an important person in the hospital. That's the people they paid off. Look at how much money these people done spent already. $6.2 trillion. Donald Trump made a big point. I've never signed anything with this big of a number before. And he signed a check for $6.2 trillion. And that started the whole stimulus thing. And that was right after
we had a break coming up here. After the break, this is Red Pill Politics, and you're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Lightning inside me, son of a god. I'm like a titan that's rising on just your watch. I'm stepping into fate. There is no time to waste. I've got that lightning inside me. This is...
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Night. It is August 28th and almost at the end of the month, right? That's going on the 31st. Got some deadlines there for the Biden regime. I don't know if he's quite killed enough people over there in Afghanistan yet or not. But, hey, he would know that Joe Biden, big CFR guy, you know. He's been a foreign policy junkie his whole rotten career. That's right. Think back. Remember that time that he was threatening the Ukrainian leadership? They didn't fire that prosecutor that was investigating Hunter Biden. Right, there was a couple $1 million that they wouldn't be getting, and lo and behold, he was fired. Remember that comment? Look on the wall behind him. Go look that clip
he
up.
Said, bro,
he was at the CFR. You remember that, right, Andy?
I do, and you know what? He said, if you don't get rid of him, you won't get that $1 billion that we're going to send to you. And then he's like, oh, son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Yep. Arrogant like that. But let's yeah, go
and
back
where
to
does that arrogance come from? That's why I point people's attention, not to that bumbling idiot said, but what was on the wall behind him? All right. He was somewhere when he said that, and he was at the Council on Foreign Relations.
Yep.
Right, that's where his allegiance lies. I don't care what oaths he pretended to take. That is where that man's allegiance.
You just threw me in a different direction. How come we have a Council on Foreign Relations and we have a Trilateral Commission? We have all these people that our government agencies go to find out what they're supposed to do. How did that ever happen? Because we were stupid, right?
Yeah, we took our eye off the ball again. Is we're not even supposed to be partnering up with institutions like that. Constitution forbids it. They're not governmental at all.
Yeah.
No.
And
we allowed that, and when that happens, look what blossomed up underneath it. All right, we now have councils of government at the local level, regional councils of governors. All right, where they carved up our nation into super regions. Oh, yeah, we've got the Soviets slathered all over us here.
Well, but since when does the CDC get to decide whether you have to pay your rent or not? Since when does all these other government agencies, the NIH, the CDC, the WHO, since when are they the governing body here? And first off... Nobody's governing us. The people who are supposed to be governing us, they're supposed to make sure that everything in that first 10 amendments stays free and we get to live free. That's their God-blessed job. And they ain't doing any of that. And what's really sad is that America is just sitting here. It just kills me, man. We're sitting here appeased. Well, they keep sending me that damn check, and I ain't got to worry about food right now. But wait till them shelves get fucking empty.
Oh, I tell you, Andy, I agree with you. We got to get out there and get off our butts. Thanks a lot for the call.
Sure,
we're
going,
ending off
Thank
our
you,
first
sir.
Hour here. This is Red Pill Politics. Please stop by, check out republicbroadcasting.org, tlbtalk.com, get involved. Love you guys. Stick around for the second hour. It's Red Pill Politics.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.